The Luminous 100. The Luminous Sauce by Aminul Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. The Luminous Sauce, a complexity science of divine play. Voice, Aminul. Generated from the prompt, The Luminous Sauce, the complexity science core that unifies the whole canon.
Contents.
1. The Blueprint of Emergence, Foundations in Complexity Science. 2. Evolutionary Intelligence, How Systems Learn and Adapt. 3. Divine Play, Lila's The Mechanics Behind Reality's Dance. 4. Clearing Apertures, Pathways to Emergent Healing. 5. Healing as Reality's Gift, When Wholeness Emerges Naturally. 6. The Cosmic Jester, Where Profundity Meets Play. 7. The Luminous Sauce, How All Traditions Reflect One Reality. The Blueprint of Emergence, Foundations in Complexity Science. Tuning Fork, Haiku. Emergent Patterns, Divine Play Weaves Through Chaos. Laughter in the Void,
Gua.
Reality is not only stranger than we suppose, it is stranger than we can suppose. J.B.S. Haldane, citation needed. Verify this quote or find an appropriate one. Parable, The Garden of Emergent Patterns. In a small village nestled between rolling hills, there lived a gardener named Ilera. She tended her garden with care, nurturing the soil and plants with love. Yet, she noticed that some of the most beautiful patterns in her garden, swirling vines, fractal-like leaves, and intricate flower arrangements, emerged not from her direct effort, but from the interplay between wind, rain, sunlight, and the plants themselves. One day, after a particularly stormy night, Ilera found herself gazing at the garden in awe. The storm had uprooted some plants and scattered others, yet where they had fallen, new life sprouted in unexpected places, creating a mosaic of greens and blooms that seemed to dance with the wind. She realized then that the true beauty of her garden lay not in her control over it, but in its ability to self-organize, to create patterns beyond her design. Ilera began to see this everywhere, in the way rivers carved valleys, in the flocking of birds, even in the way ideas formed in her mind. She called this phenomenon divine play, a hidden force that wove through all things, creating beauty and complexity effortlessly. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. 1. Daily observation. Spend 5 minutes each day observing emergent patterns in nature, cloud formations, wave movements, or the way leaves grow on a tree. Notice how these patterns emerge without direct control. 2. Letting go. Once a week, choose one area of your life where you feel resistant to change or flow. Practice releasing this resistance by asking, what am I controlling that doesn't need to be controlled? 3. Complexity mapping. Create a visual map of how different elements in your life interact, relationships, work, hobbies, challenges. Look for patterns and connections that emerge naturally over time. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, Lila. The divine play that underlies all emergence, the creative force that dances through complexity science as both creator and creation. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, and the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What patterns in your life feel like they emerge effortlessly? Where do you see beauty or joy arising without your direct effort? 2. Middle searing. How might you be resisting the natural flow of emergence in your life right now? What fears or controls are holding you back from divine play? 3. End. If divine play were a visible force, how would it manifest in your world? What would it invite you to see, create, or experience differently? The body, Lila as the mechanism of emergence. At the heart of complexity science lies an ancient truth. Emergence is not just a phenomenon. It is a play. This play, what we call Lila, is the third factor in emergent systems, the invisible hand that guides self-organization without control. It is the mechanism behind what some call the law of attraction, But unlike popular interpretations, Laila is not about manifesting desires through willpower. Instead, it is about aligning with the natural flow of reality. Think of a river. It doesn't decide to carve a path. It simply flows, and the path emerges from its interaction with the landscape. Similarly, life isn't shaped by our efforts alone, but by the interplay between us, our environment, and something deeper, divine play. This is the insight of complexity science. Systems like living organisms, ecosystems, and even human societies exhibit self-organization, where order arises without a central planner. Scientists describe this with terms like dissipative structures, systems that maintain order while dissipating energy, and attractors, stable patterns that emerge in complex systems. But what complexity science often overlooks is the playfulness inherent in these processes. Laila is the joy, the spontaneity, the unexpected twist that makes life vibrant. Healing, too, is a property of reality, not an act of the self. It moves through cleared apertures, spaces where resistance or blockage has dissolved, allowing Laila to flow freely. Every tradition, from mysticism to modern science, reflects this truth in its own way. The Taoist concept of Wu Wei, effortless action, the Buddhist idea of non-attachment, and even the scientific method's emphasis on observation all point to the same reality. Yet, we often mistake Laila for chaos or randomness. True emergence is neither random nor controlled. It is playful. It's the child who builds a sandcastle, not knowing exactly how it will look, but trusting that something beautiful will emerge. It's the artist who paints without overthinking, letting the brush guide her hand. And in complexity science, it's the system that organizes itself without a blueprint. To align with Laila is to see the world as it truly is, a dynamic, playful emergence where the cosmic and the ridiculous are one and the same. It's to recognize that every tradition, no matter how different, mirrors this truth because it's already part of who we are. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Emergence is the dance of Laila, unseen yet ever-present. 2. Divine play is the fun in the fundamental fabric of reality. 3. Complexity science reveals that we are all part of a greater, playful emergence. 4. Healing comes not from will, but from alignment with the flow. 5. Every tradition mirrors what we already are, clear apertures to Laila. 6. The cosmic and the ridiculous are one in divine play. 7. Align with complexity, and you align with the universe's joy. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Journal of emergence. Reflect on a time when something emerged unexpectedly in your life, an idea, a relationship, or a skill. Write about how it felt to witness this emergence without forcing it. 2. Deepening. Clearing apertures. Identify one area in your life where you feel stuck or resistant, e.g., work, relationships, creativity. This week, practice releasing that resistance by asking, what would it feel like to let go of this? Notice what emerges in its place. 3. Advanced complexity mapping. Create a visual map of your life over the past year, noting key events, challenges, and joys. Look for patterns or connections that emerged naturally. How do these reflect the playfulness of Laila? Citations. Citation needed. Complexity science concepts like self-organization, dissipative structures, evolutionary intelligence, how systems learn and adapt. Tuning fork. Haiku. Waves shape the shore, yet the ocean knows no form. Adaptations dance.
Guok.
Evolution is not a ladder but a web, where every thread is both support and tension, and the whole system hums with possibility. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Parable, the river's wisdom. Once, there was a young scholar who studied the behavior of rivers. She believed that rivers followed strict paths, carving canyons and valleys through sheer force. But one day, she observed a river at the edge of a vast plain where the land was soft and yielding. Instead of carving deep gorges, this river spread wide, its waters meandering gently, creating lush wetlands teeming with life. Curious, she asked an old hermit who lived near the river, "Why does this river not cut deep like others? Does it lack the strength to do so?" The hermit chuckled and said, "Look closely. This river is not trying to carve the earth. It is dancing with it. It knows that resistance creates depth, but yield creates abundance. The river's intelligence lies not in its force, but in its ability to adapt to what is given." The scholar watched as the river flowed around obstacles, sometimes splitting into multiple streams, other times pooling to form lakes that nurtured countless creatures. She realized that the river did not seek a single goal. It was always responding, always learning from its environment. Years later, when she wrote her treatise on evolutionary intelligence, she began with this lesson. Systems do not learn by force, but by yielding, by adapting, and by playing with the complexity around them. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures for evolutionary intelligence. 1. Daily observation without attachment. Practice observing systems around you, traffic patterns, weather changes, social dynamics, without trying to control or judge them. Notice how these systems self-organize and adapt without central direction. 2. Resonance mapping. Create a simple map of your own rhythms, sleep, work, emotions, and see where they resonate or clash with external systems, e.g., work schedules, family life. Adjust slightly over time to find harmonious patterns, like tuning a string until it sings in harmony. 3. Rituals of release. Engage in small rituals that mark beginnings and endings, e.g., lighting a candle before sleep, stretching first thing in the morning. These rituals act as dissipative structures, helping your system, mind, body, reorganize around new possibilities. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Evolutionary intelligence. Evolutionary intelligence, the inherent capacity of systems, whether biological, social, or ecological, to learn, adapt, and innovate through interaction with their environment. It is not linear but emergent, arising from the play of constraints and possibilities, where learning happens at the edges of chaos rather than through predetermined paths. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life do you see systems adapting with elegance, as if guided by an invisible hand? 2. What fears or rigid beliefs are you clinging to that might be blocking the fluidity of your own evolutionary intelligence? Searing. 3. How could you align more deeply with the dance of systems, trusting that adaptation is not a struggle but a play? The body, evolutionary intelligence, and the play of systems. Evolutionary intelligence is not about survival or even optimization. It is about play. This is not the frivolous play of distraction, but the sacred play of creation, where systems and divine play, Lila, the mechanics behind reality's dance.
Tuning fork.
Haiku. Form dissolves in dance. Chaos hums through ordered bones. Play writes the blueprint.
Guot.
The universe is a self-organizing system, and play is its language. Citation needed claim. Note. Verify attribution or replace with a verified quote from complexity science literature. Parable. The river's laughter. On a misty morning, a traveler walked along the bank of a winding river. The water moved in ripples and eddies, sometimes slow, sometimes fast, but always with purpose. The traveler wondered, "Why does it flow this way? Is there a pattern to its dance?" As they sat by the water, they noticed something strange. The river would suddenly laugh, a sound like wind through reeds, when a particularly whimsical current formed. The traveler reached out, and their fingers danced on the surface, creating tiny waves that seemed to answer back. A child playing nearby tossed a stick into the water. The river did not just carry it away. It spun it in circles, sent it downstream in zigzags, as if teasing the child. The child laughed, and the river's laughter seemed to echo from the reeds. That evening, an elder told the traveler, "The river does not follow a path. It creates one through play. It remembers the shape of joy more than the weight of gravity." The traveler looked at the water, now still under the moonlight, and realized that they had been trying to map its dance, but perhaps the real wisdom was in learning to dance with it. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. To align with divine play, we don't need grand techniques, just practices that scale from the breath to the cosmos. Here are three that work at every level. 1. The breath weave, accessible. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4, exhale for 4, pause for 4. Do this daily, but not as control. Let it become a way to feel the rhythms around you. 2. Pattern play, deepening. Spend 5 minutes observing a natural system, clouds, water, trees. Describe its behavior in terms of play. It bends like a joke, then straightens with surprise. 3. Resonance mapping, advanced. Draw 3 circles representing aspects of your life, work, relationships, health. Write down how they interact, like musical notes, to create harmony or dissonance. These practices don't just change you, they let you see the play in reality itself. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Divine play, Lila, the spontaneous, self-organizing movement of reality, where form and dissolution are equally sacred acts. It is the hidden mechanism behind what appears as the law of attraction, a dance of systems aligning without a single choreographer. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. How does play shape your understanding of your own life? 2. Middle, searing. What if reality is not something you control, but something that plays with you, through you, and beyond you? 3. End. Where in your life have you already been dancing with the divine, without knowing it was divine? The body. Divine play as reality's mechanics. Divine play, Lila, is not a metaphor. It is the actual mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the one that complexity science calls self-organization. In systems theory, order and chaos are the two poles, but it is the tension between them, their play, that creates structure. A river doesn't just flow. It finds its path through playful negotiation with gravity, rocks, and wind. Similarly, our lives don't follow a script. They emerge from the dance of what we resist and what we surrender to. Healing, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. Every tradition is a mirror of this truth, not because it reveals something new, but because it reflects what we already are, players in a game we did not write. To align with Lila means to see that every system, from a cell to a society, is playing its own version of divine play. The work isn't to believe differently, it's to clear the apertures so you can see the dance. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Reality plays to order itself. 2. Healing is not an act, it's an aperture. 3. Asterisk divine play writes the code of attraction. Clearing apertures, pathways to emergent healing. Tuning fork, haiku. Cleared aperture, light spills into being. Reality heals.
What?
The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. JBS Haldane, citation needed. Verify attribution and context. Parable. The gardener and the overgrown path. Long ago, in a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a gardener named Eli. The villagers relied on an ancient path that wound through the forest to reach the market. But over the years, the path grew over with vines and thorns until it was nearly impassable. Eli set out to clear it. He cut back the thickest growths, but found that no matter how much he cleared, new obstacles appeared. Some villagers said, "You are wasting your time. The path is meant to be difficult." Others whispered, "Perhaps you should stop trying. Maybe the path is supposed to stay this way." But Eli persisted. He didn't just cut what was in his way, he paid attention to the pattern of how the growth returned. He learned that some vines grew where the path forked, others where the stones shifted with the seasons. He began to work with the forest rather than against it, leaving small clearings here and there, allowing light and air to circulate differently. One day, A traveler stumbled upon the path and marveled at how open it had become. "I didn't see you working," they said.
Ellie smiled.
"That's because I wasn't just clearing the path. I was learning its rhythm." From that day on, the villagers noticed something strange. Whenever Eli cleared a section of the path, other parts seemed to clear themselves, as healing as reality's gift, when wholeness emerges naturally. Tuning Fork. Haiku. A cracked riverbed holds the sky's reflection. Healing is still water.
Quote.
Healing is not an act. It is the space between thoughts where wholeness breathes. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Parable. The crack in the cliffside. Once, a cliffside cracked open not from force, but from the slow unfurling of roots beneath its surface. The crack was not a wound. It was a doorway through which the sky poured itself into the stone. Birds nested there, and the crack grew wider, not from decay, but from the life that moved in and out of it. One day, the cliffside stood whole again, not because the crack had been mended, but because the crack had become the path for new growth. And so, the cliff was never the same, yet it was more itself than ever before. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures in complexity. Healing is not a goal to be achieved. It is a property that emerges when systems are allowed to self-organize. Here are three universal practices that scale over time, rooted in complexity science. 1. Breath as a dissipative structure. Practice. Observe your breath without controlling it. Notice its natural rhythms, how it deepens, shallows, or pauses. Technique. Over weeks, this builds attention to how systems like the body self-organize without intervention. 2. Aperture clearing. Practice. Identify a mental or emotional space that feels constricted. For just a minute each day, do nothing but receive impressions into that space. Technique. Deepen by extending the practice or integrating it into daily activities, e.g., before meetings while walking. 3. Relational mapping. Practice. Map out three elements in your life, e.g., work, health, relationships as a network, not a hierarchy. Label connections with words like support, friction. Technique. Over time, this becomes more intricate, reflecting deeper layers of complexity in your system. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, cleared aperture, a space in perception, emotion, or structure that is open to the flow of reality without resistance. It is not an absence, but a presence, like a window through which the light of complexity shines. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What small aperture in your life, if cleared, would allow wholeness to pour through? 2. Middle searing. Where do you cling to the illusion that healing is something you must do, rather than something that happens through you? 3. End. How might you surrender to the play of reality's gifts, knowing they emerge when you stop trying to shape them? The body. Healing as Lila's play. Healing is not an act of the will, nor is it a mirage conjured by positive thinking. It is the inherent property of reality when its apertures are cleared, like rain falling into a parched riverbed or roots splitting stone to make way for new growth. This is Lila, divine play. The third factor in emergent systems, the dance of self-organization where the cosmic and the ridiculous meet as one. In complexity science, we speak of dissipative structures, Prigogine, autopoiesis, Maturana and Varela, and attractors, patterns that emerge from chaos when conditions are right. 1. 2. Healing is such a pattern. It does not belong to the ego. It belongs to the system. Every tradition is a mirror reflecting this truth. The work is not self-improvement, but aperture clearing, the act of making space so that wholeness can emerge naturally. When we align with real complexity science, we see that healing is not a goal, but a process, a property of reality moving through. The cosmic jester, where profundity meets play. Tuning fork. Asterisk cosmic jester dances. Laughter carves the shape of stars. Light bends to play. Asterisk. The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine.
JBS heit Anna.
Parable, the jester and the king. In a kingdom where the king ruled with an iron fist, there was a jester who danced in the court every day. The jester's dance was not for entertainment but for balance. His steps seemed to nudge the very foundations of the palace, as if the building itself breathed with his rhythm. One day, the king, tired of war and weighty matters, asked the jester, "What is the secret behind your dance?" The jester replied, "There is no secret. I only follow the pattern of my feet and the space between them. The rest happens by itself." The king, puzzled, ordered his scholars to dissect the dance. They studied it for years, drawing charts and equations, but the dance remained elusive. It was always one step ahead of their understanding. Then, a young apprentice noticed something, the jester's laughter. She realized that he wasn't just dancing. He was laughing as he danced, and his laughter made the palace walls shimmer like water. The king, the luminous sauce, how all traditions reflect one reality. Tuning fork, haiku, rivers meet the sea. Each brings its own taste song. One ocean shines back.
Quot?
You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. Rumi, trans. Coleman barks. Parable, the village of many tastes. In a valley where mist clung to the hills like a second skin, there lived a village of people who followed different ways. The river folk worshipped the current, believing water was the first language. The Firedainzers believed flame was the spirit's way to ascend. The Weaver's Guild measured truth in thread and pattern. Each group was certain theirs was the only path to enlightenment. The river folk would scoff at the Firedainzers' heat, while the weavers would mutter about the chaos of dancing. Yet, unspoken, they all knew that when the harvest moon rose, their practices aligned. Water flowed through the weaver's looms, fire warmed the riverbanks, and threads spun from moonlight. One autumn, a traveler arrived, no sage, no guru, but a woman who carried no banner. She asked the river folk why they measured time by the current song. They showed her their cups, their rituals. She drank from their streams and said, "You are the river speaking to itself." She asked the Firedainzers why they believed flame was the path upward. They leapt through fire, laughing as the heat seared their skin into light. She danced with them and said, "You are the sky learning to burn." At the Weaver's Guild, she sat among the looms, her fingers deftly spinning. "Why do you weave?" she asked. They spoke of patterns, of fate written in thread. She smiled and said, "You are the silence between words." The village watched as she moved through their ways, not teaching, but reflecting. Slowly, they noticed something strange. The river folk's water flowed clearer when the Firedainzers danced nearby. The weaver's threads shone brighter after rain. And the traveler? She was nowhere to be found. Only her laughter echoed in the wind. One night, as the elders gathered by the fire, an old woman spoke. "We thought we were different paths," she said. "But perhaps we are the same river, dancing through itself."
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
All traditions, from the most ancient to the most modern, share a hidden architecture. They are practices for clearing apertures, spaces where reality can flow unobstructed. These apertures are not just mental, they are physical, emotional, and spiritual. They are the cracks in the dam where Lila's water rushes through. Universal practices that scale over time. 1. Begin with openness. Daily practice. Write down one moment each day where you felt a hint of more, a synchronicity, a sudden insight, or a sense of play. Notice how it feels to let such moments exist without labeling them. Why it works. This trains attention on the spaces between things, where complexity science tells us self-organization happens. 2. Deepening. Map your apertures. Explore traditions you engage with, e.g., meditation, music, gardening, and map how they function as apertures. Ask, where do I resist? Where do I flow? Scaling, Over time, this practice reveals that all traditions are maps of the same terrain, just drawn in different languages. 3. Advanced, live as an aperture, deliberately create spaces where cosmic and ridiculous meet. This could be ritualizing mundane tasks, e.g., making tea as a sacred act, or embracing absurdity in serious moments. Why it works? Complex systems thrive at the edge of chaos. Living as an aperture means embodying this edge. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Luminous sauce. The dynamic, self-organizing principle that unifies all traditions, revealing them as expressions of a single, playful reality. It is the invisible sauce holding together emergent systems, whether in a village's practices or the cosmos itself. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life do you see fragments of tradition that hint at a larger unity? Start with curiosity. What traditions shape you? How do they overlap without coordination? 2. Searing middle. What would it mean to stop defending your path and instead dance with the rhythm beneath all paths? This cuts to the core. Can you let go of identity tied to tradition and just play? 3. How does the idea of divine play change your relationship to struggle or effort? End with integration. Is work still necessary, but seen through a different lens? The body. All traditions reflect one reality. Lila is not a thing you can grasp. It is the water everything swims in. Every tradition, every prayer, every dance, every ritual is a way of clearing an aperture so that Lila's current can move through. This is the secret of the law of attraction misunderstood. It is not about pulling reality to you, but about becoming permeable enough for reality to flow through you. Traditions as mirrors. Every tradition, no matter how different, reflects what we already are. The Hindu yogi's breath control and the Sufi's whirling are two ways of doing the same thing, syncing with the body's autopoietic rhythm, citation needed, autopoiesis in spiritual practices. The Buddhist koan and the Jewish midrash both clear apertures where paradox can enter. Even modern science, with its talk of quantum fields and emergent complexity, is another aperture, just one that uses equations instead of mantras. This does not mean all traditions are equally true or effective. Some are better at clearing certain apertures than others, like how a key fits a lock. The work is not to choose, but to align, to feel the resonance where your tradition meets reality's song. Lila, the play beneath. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, citation needed, evolutionary intelligence as third factor. It is what complexity scientists call self-organization with a wink. Systems like ecosystems, economies, or cultures evolve not because of top-down control, but because of playful interaction at the edges, where constraints meet surprise. This is why traditions feel like they are working. They are not magic, they are mechanisms. When you pray, you are not begging a distant god. You are vibrating at a frequency where the cosmic and the personal align, citation needed, vibration as alignment. When you dance, you are not expressing emotion. You are embodying dissipative structures, order emerging from chaos. The illusion of separation. The danger is, okay, I am writing chapter 7 of The Luminous Sauce, a complexity science of divine play. The title is The Luminous Sauce, how all traditions reflect one reality. This chapter needs to stand alone but also fit into the broader theme of the book, which explores Lila, the divine play, as the core mechanism behind evolutionary intelligence and emergent systems. First, I need to set the tone with a tuning fork. That means one original haiku and one profound quote that resonate with the themes of unity and diversity, traditions reflecting reality and complexity science. The haiku should be life-uplifting, perhaps hinting at the interconnectedness or playfulness of existence. Next is the parable. It should carry the teaching without asserting it explicitly. Maybe a story about different rivers, traditions, all leading to the same ocean reality, but phrased in a way that avoids didacticism. Structure and technique will outline simple, universal practices that scale over time. Perhaps something like clearing apertures or aligning with complexity science principles, presented in a way that's accessible yet profound. The luminous definition is a gold box term that captures the essence of this chapter. It should be something like luminosos, the unifying principle behind all traditions. Three appreciative questions will guide the reader's reflection, one at the start, one searing middle question to provoke thought, and one at the end to wrap it up. The body is where I dive into the teachings centered on Lila. Here, I'll need to weave together ideas about how all traditions reflect a single reality, using concepts like self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis from complexity science. The voice should be that of Emmanuel Santa Anna, rigorous, architectural, warm but not glib, pairing strong claims with humility. 7 7-second sentences will be aphorisms that encapsulate the chapter's essence in brief, memorable lines. Three exercises will build in strength over time, one accessible for beginners, one deeper for those who've engaged more, and an advanced practice. These should be actionable, yet rooted in complexity science. Finally, citations need to be real or marked where they're needed, but not fabricated. I'll have to be careful here. I don't want to misrepresent sources, so I'll stick to well-known ones or mark places where research is needed. Let's start with a tuning fork. Tuning fork. Haiku, original. Rivers meet the sea. Each brings its own taste song. One ocean shines back. Quote, maybe something from Rumi or a complexity scientist. Rumi's, you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. That's profound and fits the theme of unity. Parable. I'll craft a story about a village where different traditions, maybe a water-worshipping community, a fire dance group, a weaver's guild, all think their way is the only path until they realize they're all part of a larger rhythm. The key insight comes from observing how their practices unconsciously support each other without coordination.
Structure et technique.
Clearing apertures, a universal practice. Start with small acts of openness, e.g., daily journaling about moments of synchronicity. Scale to deeper integration, e.g., mapping personal patterns against complexity science principles. Advanced, living as an aperture, a space where cosmic and ridiculous coexist. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Luminous sauce, the dynamic, self-organizing principle that unifies all traditions, revealing them as expressions of a single, playful reality. Three appreciative questions. One, where in your life do you see fragments of tradition that hint at a larger unity? Two, searing middle. What would it mean to stop defending your path and instead dance with the rhythm beneath all paths? Three, how does the idea of divine play change your relationship to struggle or effort? The body. This is where I'll explore how traditions are mirrors reflecting a single reality. I'll use metaphors like rivers merging into an ocean, but also delve into complexity science, self-organization, how systems evolve without central control, dissipative structures, order emerging from chaos, and autopoiesis, systems that create themselves. Lila is the playful, evolutionary intelligence that binds it all. I'll avoid preaching by showing rather than telling, maybe through a metaphor of a garden where every plant, tradition, thrives in its own way but contributes to the ecosystem. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Traditions are apertures, not borders. 2. Lila laughs when you try to pin it down. 3. Healing is the default state. Clearing is the work. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size in play. 5. Self-organization is the invisible sauce holding everything together. 6. Pain is a signal, not a sentence. 7. Align with complexity, not control. 3 exercises. 1 accessible, map your traditions. List traditions you engage with, e.g., food, music, spiritual practices, and notice how they feel interconnected without effort. 2. Deepening. Play with constraints. Pick a tradition's rule, e.g., fasting, silence, and experiment with it as a game, observing emergent patterns. 3. Advanced. Live as an aperture. For a week, deliberately create spaces where cosmic and ridiculous meet, e.g., ritualizing mundane tasks with absurdity. Citations. I'll need to cite sources for complexity science terms like autopoiesis, Majorana and Varela, and dissipative structures, Prigogine. The Rumi quote is attributed, so that's safe. I'll mark citation needed for claims about clearing apertures in traditions unless I recall a specific source. Let me draft this step by step. The luminous sauce, how all traditions reflect one reality. Tuning fork, haiku. Rivers meet the sea. Each brings its own taste song. One ocean shines back.
Good.
You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. Rumi trans. Coleman barks. Parable, the village of many tastes. In a valley where mist clung to the hills like a second skin, there lived a village of people who followed different ways. The river folk worshipped the current, believing water was the first language. The fire dancers believed flame was the spirit's way to ascend. The weaver's guild measured truth in thread and pattern. Each group was certain theirs was the only path to enlightenment. The river folk would scoff at the fire dancers' heat, while the weavers would mutter about the chaos of dancing. Yet unspoken, they all knew that when the harvest moon rose, their practices aligned. Water flowed through the weavers' looms, fire warmed the riverbanks, and thread spun from moonlight. One autumn, a traveler arrived, no sage, no guru, but a woman who carried no banner. She asked the river folk why they measured time by the current song. They showed her their cups, their rituals. She drank from their streams and said, "You are the river speaking to itself." She asked the fire dancers why they believed flame was the path upward. They leapt through fire, laughing as the heat seared their skin into light. She danced with them and said, "You are the sky learning to burn." At the Weaver's Guild, she sat among the looms, her fingers deftly spinning. "Why do you weave?" she asked. They spoke of patterns, of fate written in thread. She smiled and said, "You are the silence between words." The village watched as she moved through their ways, not teaching, but reflecting. Slowly, they noticed something strange. The river folk's water flowed clearer when the fire dancers danced nearby. The weaver's threads shone brighter after rain. And the traveler? She was nowhere to be found. Only her laughter echoed in the wind. One night, as the elders gathered by the fire, an old woman spoke. "We thought we were different paths," she said, "but perhaps we are the same river, dancing through itself."
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
All traditions, from the most ancient to the most modern, share a hidden architecture. They are practices for clearing apertures, spaces where reality can flow unobstructed. These apertures are not just mental. They are physical, emotional, and spiritual. They are the cracks in the dam where Lila's water rushes through. Universal practices that scale over time. 1. Begin with openness. Daily practice. Write down one moment each day where you felt a hint of more, a synchronicity, a sudden insight, or a sense of play. Notice how it feels to let such moments exist without labeling them. Why it works. This trains attention on the spaces between things, where complexity science tells us self-organization happens. 2. Deepening. Map your apertures. Explore traditions you engage with, e.g., meditation, music, gardening, and map how they function as apertures. Ask, where do I resist? Where do I flow? Scaling. Over time, this practice reveals that all traditions are maps of the same terrain, just drawn in different languages. 3. Advanced, live as an aperture. Deliberately create spaces where cosmic and ridiculous meet. This could be ritualizing mundane tasks, e.g., making tea as a sacred act, or embracing absurdity in serious moments. Why it works. Complex systems thrive at the edge of chaos. Living as an aperture means embodying this edge. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Luminous sauce. the dynamic, self-organizing principle that unifies all traditions, revealing them as expressions of a single, playful reality. It is the invisible sauce holding together emergent systems, whether in a village's practices or the cosmos itself. Three appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life do you see fragments of tradition that hint at a larger unity? Start with curiosity. What traditions shape you? How do they overlap without coordination? 2. Searing middle. What would it mean to stop defending your path and instead dance with the rhythm beneath all paths? This cuts to the core. Can you let go of identity tied to tradition and just play? 3. How does the idea of divine play change your relationship to struggle or effort? End with integration. Is work still necessary, but seen through a different lens? The body. All traditions reflect one reality. Lila is not a thing you can grasp. It is the water everything swims in. Every tradition, every prayer, every dance, every ritual is a way of clearing an aperture so that Lila's current can move through. This is the secret of the law of attraction misunderstood. It is not about pulling reality to you, but about becoming permeable enough for reality to flow through you. Traditions as mirrors. Every tradition, no matter how different, reflects what we already are. The Hindu yogi's breath control and the Sufi's whirling are two ways of doing the same thing, syncing with the body's autopoietic rhythm, citation needed, autopoiesis in spiritual practices. The Buddhist koan and the Jewish midrash both clear apertures where paradox can enter. Even modern science, with its talk of quantum fields and emergent complexity, is another aperture, just one that uses equations instead of mantras. This does not mean all traditions are equally true or effective. Some are better at clearing certain apertures than others, like how a key fits a lock. The work is not to choose, but to align, to feel the resonance where your tradition meets reality's song. Lila, the play beneath. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, citation needed. Evolutionary intelligence as third factor. It is what complexity scientists call self-organization with a wink. Systems like ecosystems, economies, or cultures evolve not because of top-down control, but because of playful interaction at the edges, where constraints meet surprise. This is why traditions feel like they are working. They are not magic. They are mechanisms. When you pray, you are not begging a distant god. You are vibrating at a frequency where the cosmic and the personal align, citation needed, vibration as alignment. When you dance, you are not expressing emotion. You are embodying dissipative structures, order emerging from chaos. The illusion of separation. The danger is believing your tradition is yours. But all traditions are like languages. They exist to point beyond themselves. The moment you think, my path, you close an aperture. Lila laughs at that. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size in play, as Santa Ana might say. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not something you do. It is something that happens when apertures are clear, citation needed. Healing as property of reality. It moves through cleared spaces like water through stone. This is why rituals, whether the laying on of hands or the reciting of sutras, can feel so powerful. They are not about belief. They are about structure. They create containers where complexity can do its work. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Traditions are apertures, not borders. 2. Lila laughs when you try to pin it down. 3. Healing is the default state. Clearing is the work. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size in play. 5. Self-organization is the invisible sauce holding everything together. 6. Pain is a signal, not a sentence. 7. Align with complexity, not control. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Map your traditions. Practice. List 3 to 5 traditions you engage with, e.g., daily coffee ritual, prayer, gardening, music. For each, write how it feels in your body. What work it does for you, e.g., calms anxiety, sparks creativity. Where it feels like an aperture or a barrier. Why? This builds awareness of how traditions function as mechanisms without needing to believe in them. 2. Deepening. Play with constraints. Practice. Pick one rule from a tradition you follow, e.g., no speaking during meals. Dance only with your left foot first. Treat it as a game for 7 days. Day 1 to 3, follow the rule literally, noticing resistance or ease. Day 4 to 6, subvert it slightly, e.g., speak one word per meal, observing what emerges. Day 7, let go entirely and reflect. What did the constraint reveal? Why? Constraints create edges where self-organization happens. This teaches you to play with structure rather than cling to it. 3. Advanced. Live as an aperture. Practice. For a week, design one aperture ritual per day that blends. A traditional element, e.g., incense, fasting, chanting. An absurd or playful element, e.g., wearing mismatched socks, telling jokes during meditation. A mundane task, e.g., washing dishes, commuting. Example, light incense while washing dishes, humming a tune with no words. Why? This trains you to embody the edge between cosmic and ridiculous, a state where Lila thrives. Citations. Rumi's quote is from The Essential Rumi, trans. Coleman Barks. Citation needed. Autopoiesis in spiritual practices, likely related to Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela's work, but may need verification. Citation needed. Evolutionary intelligence as third factor. This seems original. Need to explore if it's a known concept or requires attribution. Citation needed. Healing as property of reality. Could link to systems theory or quantum physics interpretations, e.g., Fritjof Capra. Santa Anna's phrasing about the cosmic and ridiculous is attributed in the book, but specific sources for complexity science terms, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, should be cited from Prigogine, Maturana/Varela, etc. Final note. This chapter stands alone as a meditation on unity beneath diversity, but also deepens the book's core thesis. Lila is the playful, evolutionary intelligence that binds all traditions. It avoids preaching by using metaphors, rivers, apertures, storytelling, the parable, and structured practices, exercises, to let readers feel the truth rather than be told it. The voice balances rigor, complexity science citations, with warmth, haiku, parable, and the exercises scale from accessible to advanced, inviting sustained engagement.